time for a change, then this podcast is for you. You're listening to Aha Moments with Coach Ka, a podcast filled with everyday conversations with the goal of building better relationships, unlearning and relearning, and being present as a spiritual being, helping you free your mind of any fear-based thoughts that are holding you back and cultivate an inspired awareness that can encourage you to take action over your life. Here's your host, Coach Ka.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to this week's podcast. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in each and every week. Or if you're brand new to my podcast, I welcome you with open arms. We are in a new season. We have moved from the winter season and we're now in the spring season. Today is Friday, March 24th, 2023. And I just give thanks for this day. I'm just excited to begin this podcast with you all. Last week, I dealt with the topic called What is the Law of Change for episode number 32. And this week, I was really thinking about what could I share for the opening episode for the spring equinox. And I was thinking about a movie called Waiting to Exhale. Have you heard of that movie, Waiting to Exhale? Have you seen it before? If not, or if you have, let me just give the plot real quick. That's going to lead me to this week's episode. There were four friends, okay? Savannah, Robin, Bernadine, and Gloria. They get together frequently to support one another and listen to each other vent about life and love. They each want to be in a romantic relationship. How many of y'all want to be in a romantic relationship? Or have some of you all given up on relationships? That's for another time. That I'm speaking to both men and women. But they each have difficulties finding a good man. Or for the men, you may have difficulty finding a good woman. They are out there, good men and good women, for each of us. Now, the situations all work out themselves for the better. Savannah ends up permanently dumping her married lover. Bernadine gets a large divorce settlement from her ex-husband and finds love with the widowed civil rights attorney who encourages her to pursue her catering dream. Now, Robin ends up pregnant by her married lover, but dumps him and chooses to raise the baby on her own. Have y'all done that? Can any of y'all ladies relate to Robin, Bernadine, or Savannah? But nonetheless, now Gloria apologizes to her neighbor for snapping at him. Ooh, God bless his heart. When he suggested that she should let her son grow up and experience the world, she learns not to be so protective of her son, and lets him go on and up with people to a trip to Spain. She finds love while learning to take care of herself rather than being self-sacrificing in her devotion to her son and her business. How many of y'all, ladies and gentlemen, can relate to each and every one of their situations? I know they were talking about women, but the women all had a counterpartner or a partner with men. Now, Waiting to Excel is a 1995 American romance film that was directed by Forrest Whitaker. And it was starring Whitney Houston, you know, the stars, and Angela Bassett, and a whole fleet of other people as well. That was a part of the story. Now, the story centers around four women living in Phoenix, Arizona area, and their relationships with men and one another. All of them are holding their breath until the day they can feel comfortable in a committed relationship with themselves. Ladies and gentlemen, today's topic for episode number 33 is called Are You Still Waiting to Exhale?
Ready for change? Get in touch with Coach Ka via Ka at IamCoachKa.com for one-on-one, group, or webinar sessions.
That's a pause there for a minute, because where I'm going with this, the ladies had to come to a conclusion to feel comfortable in a committed relationship with themselves. There's too often times that we put too much emphasis on the other person. And now we're living in a time where a lot of people are not sure of themselves any longer. What is male? What is female? What are we as genders? I see that gender roles are changing. People are changing. We don't know what we want to do. We want to belong to a group. We want to belong to something. We want people to accept how we are or how we feel we are. No, I don't want to be a man. I don't want to be a woman. I want to be this. I want to be that. And now we're failing to just be. We're failing to just be. We're not accepting who we are, but we want others to accept who we are. So are we still waiting to excel? Are we still waiting? Are we still holding our breath? Because as we're holding our breath, we're losing vitality. We're losing life force. We're losing in touch. We're not in touch with ourselves any longer. And oftentimes what happens, we end up not going anywhere, not doing nothing. And most importantly, I've learned one thing, that sometimes we can be so hard on ourselves that we don't forgive ourselves. So this today's episode is going to be dealing with being able to forgive yourself of the things and the experiences that you have gone through in your life, that you feel that you have been done wrong by a man, or you've been done wrong by a woman. And consequently, we live our lives and we keep attracting the same kind of people back in our lives. Or some people, or some women I've even coached, decided to not even talk to men because all men are dogs. All men are not worthy. All men are liars. They build up a hard shell around them that nothing can get in, but nothing can come out. But yet they yearn for relationship. It's too often now I'm coaching people and I'm seeing things out on social media. Every now and then I dip my eyes into the news, and I just see that I wonder if we're even relating to one another anymore. I noticed that it has turned from relating to competing. I've noticed that a lot of times, a lot of the masculine and feminine energy are being changed now. You have a lot in this world that is equated to being masculine. And I'm noticing that I'm losing sight of the feminine side, the softer side, the nurturing side. Everybody wants to be alpha. Everybody wants to dominate the other person. So now I'm seeing the words masculinity and femininity are circling around the communities now. And those words are attributed to not just being a man or not just being a woman, but both of these type of qualities are in both of us, right? And a lot of times a man can be a man, but can be more nurturing towards a woman or towards children. And now I'm seeing women are being more masculine, more dominant, more, I got to go get this. I'm not thinking about a man. I'm not waiting for a man. I don't care about a man. And we're competing for whatever it is that we're competing for. A lot of times people are competing for attention. Some people are competing for wealth and money. Some people are competing to dominate you and to make you feel like they have always felt revengeful and being aggressive. Oh, yeah. It's a popular word now called narcissist. That could be both men and women. Generally, though, I'm assuming it's always associated to men. But those are all behavior tendencies that can happen to both men and women. Yeah, there's a lot of things going on in the world, and we need to begin to forgive ourselves and get back to who we really are on the inside. And if you don't know who you are on the inside, it's best to remain quiet and get back in tune and in touch with yourself. Get back in touch with nature. Nature's showing us what we should be doing, both as both men and both women. It's out there. But I think to forgive ourselves, matter of fact, I know through my experience that to forgive yourself, you have to show more compassion towards yourself. You have to show more empathy towards yourself. You should show more kindness towards yourself and have better understanding of who self is. Yes, through my experience, I can speak from this, not from just a knowledge perspective, not from just a book perspective, but from my own experience, I realize that I've given out more love and kindness and everything towards men and towards women, that I lost sight of who I am on the inside. So that's why I turn inside and give a lot more attention to myself so that I can begin to attract the things and the people that I want into my life. It also requires you to accept that forgiveness is a choice, and only you have the power to choose to forgive yourself or not. But let me make it clear, making peace and moving forward is oftentimes easier said than done. There's a lot of trauma going on, and we oftentimes, I feel, we project our trauma onto other people, and we often don't see the other person. We see the image we have in our head of what happened to us, and we blame the other person for a lot of things that the other person had nothing to do with. So understand that all of us make mistakes at times. That's us learning how to be divine human beings. But as painful and uncomfortable as it may be, there are things in life that are worth enduring the pain for in order to move forward. And forgiving yourself is one of them.
Experience more. Make sure to hit that subscribe button now.
In this new season of our lives, it's now time for us to breathe properly. Smell the new roses. Smell the fresh air that's coming into this world. And begin to breathe again to forgive ourselves so that we can qualify to forgive other people in our lives. All these relationships that you're seeing all around you, you may be in one, you may have seen your parents in one, you may see your friends in one. A lot of them have changed. Some falling into divorce, some just simply have broken up. Like in the plot, one of the ex-husband had broken up, but the man has lost his wife. He became a widow himself. So there's a lot of things. A lot of things are moving now, moving around. As society continues to build and grow, even the economy is changing. You know, some may say there's dark days ahead of us. Some may see it as the greatest exchange ever. It all depends on how you see life and how you see that there is always going to be ebb and flow in our lives. I've learned that counseling and coaching women and men, but I learned that a lot of times they always, people, whether they're a man or a woman, seem to always blame the other for what has happened to them. And I, being a good man and being a good woman, I've learned that we have to set our boundaries up. It's not that we're not good. It's that there's always going to be a lot of takers out there, and they want to take your power away from you. They see that you're good. You don't have to prove it to anyone anymore. They see you because you revealed yourself. It's just that they haven't revealed their true intentions. So what you have to continue to learn to do, even as a man, I had to learn a lot of my pain has come from within inside my heart. With women I've counseled, a lot of their pain has come from their stomach, their gut, their womb. They hold a lot of pain and suffering down there. Yeah. A lot of times, a lot of complications come from right from their womb. And from us, although we have this built up cage, our rib cage, our chest cavity is protecting our heart. Somehow people have gotten into that heart. Yeah. And it's unfortunate because for men, we don't oftentimes get a break as if we're not hurting. See, we have been conditioned very long, I believe, across the globe, across the world, that men aren't supposed to cry. And then you get involved with the man, ladies, and now you're wondering why this man is insensitive to who you are. Look at the conditioning. See, what happened to the nurturing side? Now you may be thinking, I'm not nurturing no grown man, blah, 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 blah. But your nature, from my understanding, is to nurture, is to be soft, is to be feminine. That's what you've been created to be from the creator of all. Nurturing a man is not necessarily babying him. It's what we call nurturing. If you ever nurture a man into what you know he can become, a king, you benefit from it all, from just being who you are. Whew, that's powerful. It's all about mindset. It's not babying him like you baby a child. Because I've learned a lot of times, you know, we don't know why we be arguing. You know, I may go say, let's go left. You might want to go say, let's go right. If I say cat, you say dog. We just arguing just to be arguing. Have you noticed that? We're not relating anymore. It seems like we just want to find fault with each other. It just seems as though we don't want to see the other person be right. So I'm like, well, let's get out of this whole right and wrong thing, because that's being right. Being wrong is in the eyes of the beholder. It doesn't, it's not a thing where everyone will agree to this. It's okay to be the opposite. It's okay to be different. But it's another thing to be combative. It's another thing to always point out someone's wrong. Always making it their fault and never your fault. That's not right, because we all make mistakes. I said that earlier in the podcast. So here are 7 ideas or suggestions that you can try the next time you want to forgive yourself. I know that it's hard, because we've been taught to forgive the other person. And a lot of times we don't want to forgive them, because we feel as though that they're getting away. But let me propose to you that it takes two to tangle. Although men have hurt a lot of women, and although women have hurt a lot of men, it go both ways, because it takes two to tangle. We each must acknowledge our part in the relationship.
You're listening to Aha Moments with Coach Ka.
So one thing I've learned that through my own experience, now these are 7 ideas. There's a lot of them. It's just 7 that I have experienced. It's 7 that I know that have worked for me, and I'm still working things out through my own relationship with myself. These 7 has helped me throughout the years of maturing. Yeah, I love the number 7, so I've chose 7. It's more, but these 7 can get you going in the right direction, and this is a fact. The first one. One of the first steps in learning how to forgive yourself is to focus on your emotions. Whew. Before you can move forward, you need to acknowledge and process your emotions. Emotions are heavy. That is a episode by itself. Although a lot of people may equate where women are more in tune with their emotions than men. That most likely is a fact when it comes to the masses. Absolutely. Because again, I told you the conditioning. But men are very emotional too, as you know. Emotions can turn into anger and bitterness. But guess what? Because someone is in tune with their emotions, doesn't mean they truly understand them. Let me repeat that. Because a lot of times we pretend that because women are in tune with their emotions, that they truly understand them. I have come across many types of women, even in coaching. And yes, they are in tune with their emotions, but they still don't know. And their emotions turn just like the men: angry, bitter, resentful, revengeful, and the list goes on. So that when you get in tune and focus your energy on your emotions, what are they telling you? Because in life, everyone goes through hurtful events. Let me repeat that. Everyone goes through hurtful events caused by significant others, a deceiving friend, a betraying partner, or an unjustly blaming parent. In response to painful emotions, individuals may react with anger, like I said, some hostility, some aggression. Some, I've learned this through men and women. Yeah, I've seen women step to me to intimidate me, believe it or not. Now, again, I was taught young, don't ever hit a woman. And I would agree with that wholeheartedly to this day. But then I realized something, at least in America, those that watch me from the UK and Canada, you may have a whole different perspective. But I felt though as though if a man should not ever hit a woman, the question that's always in my mind, should a woman ever step to a man to hit him? If it's psychologically or if it's physiologically been proven that men are more stronger from a physical perspective than women, then I'm thinking from a basic acknowledgement that if this man is stronger than me, I should not be stepping to him to cause him any harm either. You see what I'm trying to say? It should not be men shouldn't hurt or touch women or hit women, but women can do that to men. So now it's imbalanced. You see what I mean? That we are so out of touch with reality. We are so out of touch with ourselves that we are now, again, competing and fighting and debating on what is right and what is wrong. And we stay in that vicious loop and nobody wins at the end of the day. The courts will win or the prison will win because we're all frustrated and mad with one another. Some of us have a desire for revenge. So I'm saying as an alternative, we may decide to forgive the wrongdoer and relinquish our resentment. So forgiveness is associated with positive emotional states as compared to unforgiveness. Forgiveness is a cognitive. I'm dealing with now the science behind it. Forgiveness is a cognitive and an emotional process that eradicates chronic hostility, rumination, and their adverse effects. Now, I use the word rumination because it involves repetitive thinking, in case you didn't know what that word means. Repetitive thinking or dwelling on negative feelings. Have you been there? Day in and day out, throughout your day, those negative thoughts will come. And distress and that causes us to stay in a bad sequence of bad thinking. And if you continue to stay in that sequence, you can begin to manifest negative energy around you, attracting negativity in your life. And that's something that you don't want and neither do you deserve to have. So forgive yourself to focus on your emotions. Number two, that's huge. Number one is huge. It's hard to get to number two if you don't do number one. Number two, think of each mistake as a learning experience. Sometimes we have to remind ourselves that we did the best we could at the time with the tools and knowledge we had. This will help us forgive ourselves and move forward. Yeah, it's a learning lesson. It's a learning lesson. This is what we come here to do, to learn, to grow, to evolve. And oftentimes, again, about the law of change, when you don't learn your lesson, you have to go through the whole process again. So I say learn your lesson so you can move on to new and better things. Number three. Notice when you are being self-critical. I say that because, again, my own experience. I am highly intellectual. I like to think and process things through. Very analytical. This is what I know who I am. This is what I came in here to do. Society don't like people as a whole that think critically, that analyze everything. And I learned that I should not analyze everything. But this world is built on lies. I know America is without a doubt. And the lies have continued and it's gotten more sophisticated. So if we just go along with the program, you're going to miss exactly what the truth really is. What's really going on in the world today? You will be majorly surprised. And I've learned that some people don't care to know the truth. So then that leads me to several things. Number one, for both men and women, are we really honest with ourselves or do we lie to ourselves daily? Whew. I want y'all to think about that right there. That's a pause. That, to me, that's an aha moment as well. Think about that for a minute. Are you being honest with yourself or are you lying to yourself daily? Because I realize, again, the world lives in such an illusion of lies on top of lies. The lie that is spun thinking about or lived will become the truth. Are you really honest with yourself? Because a lot of times, we change our hair, we change our clothes, we change our eyes, we add things to our body. For many reasons that are not being honest with ourselves about. Sometimes we're seeking attention and we won't even acknowledge that. We really want attention. We really want to be loved, but yet we don't want to love our own selves. Yeah. So we attract men that take you for sex, ladies and gentlemen, because of how you present yourself. And then we blame the man for doing exactly what you had actually wanted to happen to you. I'm not dealing with raping now. I'm dealing with none of those harsher things. I'm just dealing with simply being in a relationship, waiting to exhale. And you're in a relationship and yes, sex happens, or for men to women that come and they want to be taken care of, but they take your money. They don't really love you. But they want the things that you have to provide. So we have to now decide, what do we really want in life? Do we just want someone to take care of us? Do we want to be really loved? Do we want to be in an intimate relationship? Do we want to be have intimacy on major levels, not just one level? Do we truly want a good relationship to happen to us? Do you want to be a good parent, or do you want to live through the eyes of your children? You see, all of these things are major factors for us. So three, notice when you are being self-critical. At times, we can be our own worst critic. One important action tip is to notice when that harsh voice comes in and then write it down. Some of us may be thinking, well, I don't really write things down. You can speak it into your phone these days. You can write it in your phone, write it in your tablet. You can do many things now because of technology. My whole point is, write it down anywhere you can to get it out of your head and get it out on something that you can see, visibly see. And you will be surprised what you can dump outside of your head by writing it down. Number four, acknowledge your mistake out loud. When you give a voice to the thoughts in your head and the emotions in your head, in your heart, you may free yourself from some of the burdens. You also imprint in your mind what you learn from your actions and consequences. So if you make a mistake and continue to struggle with letting it go, acknowledge out loud what you learned from the mistake. That's exactly what I've done. I went by myself and acknowledged it for myself. Number five, quit playing the tape in your head. It's human nature to spend time and energy on replaying our mistakes. While some processing is important, going over what happened again and again won't allow you to take the proper steps to forgive yourself. Interrupting the thought pattern can help you move away from the negative experience and reduce stress and anxiety that you may be experiencing. So you got to stop playing it in your head. Number six, show kindness and compassion towards yourself. I said this earlier. I've done it. It works. It works wonders for me. It's a wonderful gift to yourself. If your first response to a negative situation is to criticize yourself, because I used to be too critical of myself, and I sometimes have to continue to show compassion to myself, it's time to show yourself some kindness and compassion. The only way to begin the journey to forgiveness is to be kind and compassionate with yourself. I used to give that all the time to others, but didn't give it to myself. So I questioned myself, was I, again, being honest now, was I really forgiving them if I wasn't being compassionate and kind to myself? That's why I said what I said. Was I really being honest with myself? And the answer was no. I was not being as honest as I should have been with them, neither myself. So I had to reverse things and change. But this takes time. Don't be too critical and hard on yourself. It takes patience. But and it's a reminder to yourself that you're worthy of forgiveness. Number seven, when you have tried everything you know to try on your own, seek professional help. I gave you those seven things because the seventh one is simply saying, if you tried everything you know to try, even with your friends and a coach like myself or even a counselor, seek professional help. Seek guidance. I think that's the best thing you can do, especially if you're struggling to forgive yourself. So in my conclusion now, forgiveness is important to the healing process since it always allows you to let go of anger, guilt, shame, sadness, or any other feeling you may be experiencing and move on with your life. Once you identify what you're feeling, give a voice to it and accept that mistakes are inevitable. You'll then begin to see how freeing forgiveness really can be. So I ask you today, ladies and gentlemen, are you still waiting to exhale? If you are, let today be the day that you breathe again so that you can move on with your life. Enjoy the rest of your life. Until the next time, take care.
This episode of Aha Moments with Coach Ka has ended, but your journey towards building a better life continues. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next Aha Moment. Thank you for listening.